At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go, people. Time to make it rain on this September the 30th, 2019. Yes, believe it or not, we have made it through September. Tomorrow will be October. Where has the time gone? 4 weeks almost in the books from the NFL, 5 weeks in college football. Oh, yeah. Postseason baseball, 162 games also in the books in Major League Baseball. Unbelievable. Here we find ourselves getting ready for pumpkin spice, pumpkin this, pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pumpkin out your you know what here. That's sure. That's what's coming. But it also means that we've got NHL right around the corner. We also have the NBA, college hoops. It's all culminating as we try and make heads and tails of what we just saw over the last 48 to 72 hours. And what we witnessed was a massacre, an unmitigated massacre by the sports books yesterday, absolutely destroying the public. Yes, that's right, destroying the public. The Joe Public better yesterday, trying to figure out where it went all wrong. Well, it can start by not betting the favorites, because favorites went 4-9 yesterday, guys. We had an unbelievable day. The contrarian bettor is just, Christmas came early. The contrarian bettor is going, woohoo, thank you very much, fading the public. And when you look at some of these games yesterday, guys, the Chiefs, huge percentage of bets on the Chiefs, the Patriots, huge percentage on the Patriots to cover. The Cowboys, the Texans, the Rams, the Indianapolis Colts. You go down the list, the public was hammering these teams, and yet none of them covered, much less one. Only a handful won. None of them covered. So what you have in that case is just an absolute massacre by the sports books. That yesterday represents why the sports books are in business, guys. That's why they are in business, and that is why, and we'll say it again, and we will say it every day we're on air with you. We will remind you, a profitable long-term strategy in sports betting, guys, because it is a marathon, not a sprint, is to fade the public. When the public goes left, you go right. And yesterday, a lot of money could have been made yesterday. They're not all going to be like yesterday. Trust me, as the NFL season progresses here, Dane, we are going to get more and more favorites. The cream will really rise to the top. All right. So yesterday was kind of an anomaly. We were expecting it in week four, where we'd really start to see some separation with the favorites and from everybody else. But we didn't get it last week. And at this particular rate, when you look at the numbers, man, I mean, dogs have been absolutely, they're 38, 20, and 23, 63% against the number. In the first couple of weeks, we could see that. But as this season progresses, Dane, be very careful, guys, with just blindly betting every underdog there is, because it will even itself out. It just might start in week five, because yesterday people are licking their wounds right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Degenerates, here on Make It Rain. It was an interesting Sunday. I mean, going into Sunday Night Football, Joe, they said a stat that there were only two home teams that won the entire day, and that was the first time that had happened in 35 years, since 1983. The only home teams to win yesterday going into Sunday night were the New York Football Giants, and I believe the Chicago Bears got it done on their home field. And then, you know, what I find interesting, I want to ask Gabe, because he's always on this point spreads don't matter, but some of these home dogs yesterday used the points that they got to actually wind up covering. His Buffalo Bills being one, the Detroit Lions being another, you know, and I mean, we had a lot of upsets. I'd like to see how a lot of survivor pools are going. But Joe, to recap the day, I have one critical question that I truly don't necessarily have not found the answer to on social media just yet. Joe, was a dildo thrown on the field in Buffalo?
I have been scouring the media looking for this, and if it did, they ain't talking about it. Now,
they're not talking about it, right?
I have a few people there that my girlfriend happens to be from Buffalo, so she she made a few phone calls last night to season ticket holders who swear there was. But they said a number of them were actually tossed towards the field.
Right.
But they made no mention. I am not finding any mention of it
here,
Gabe, at all. It was
on
also
social media,
taken off the board. Yeah,
I saw
it was taken off
one post
sportsbook
by
board.
One random person being like, oh, the first one was just thrown on the field, but I can't verify anything. And I thought like there'd be a ton of stuff and pictures and stuff, you know, and I just can't find it yet.
Yep.
So we got to do some sleuthing. I'm glad you put in some calls, Joe.
If you are
in Buffalo right now and you know because you saw it or you did it, call us at 844-843-6879. We want you on air right here on Make It Rain this morning.
Yeah, we
got to
see proof, though. We got to see proof. And that's the other thing I'm doing is because we heard it from a number of season ticket holders that were at the game. This group that goes has been going for 30 years. They swear there were a number of them pregame. There were a couple during the game. And they also said security was stopping people getting into that stadium yesterday, like almost patting down, they said. Like it was like pat down city. Like if you were going to bring one in, it was going to be very interesting as to where you were going to hide that. One girl even talked to taped it to the side of her leg as she was staying in there. So
they pat you down. If you have any questions. Like, no. This is 2019, baby. This is fluid these days. I'm allowed to do it.
I don't know how you're going to pat a girl. I get it. I mean, and kudos to her, lunatic. But yes, they are. Now we need proof. We need the digital proof. Right. Give us something that shows somebody tossing
at
it.
At Spittin' Speeds. The number to call is 844-843-6879. I want to see proof.
Yes. There was only one book that I had found that was holding that prop. They took it off, so I don't know. It wasn't available towards kickoff, so maybe they thought better about it. But we want proof. Show us proof. Hell, we'll even pay for the proof. Bring it on. We'll match you dildo for dildo here. On the we'll make it rain. We'll make it rain for you here on the grid.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Rocking it out to a little Meatloaf here on a Monday as we try and make heads and tails of a unbelievable day yesterday in the NFL, a sportsbook's dream yesterday, watching every heavy public-supported favorite fall to the wayside, either losing outright or, quite honestly, not covering. And really, at that point, that's all that matters at the end of the day. And you go down the list of these teams that that choked it away, and it was epic, to say the least, man. When you've got, I mean, look at all these teams here that did not cover. Like, you've got the Patriots, Chiefs, and Cowboys lost all right. The Patriots, right. Chiefs won, although neither of them deserved to win, but they won, and they didn't cover. Now, the Cowboys were a 2.5-point favorite. They lost outright. But the Panthers, they were a monster plus 220 money line dog in that game there. They go on the road and they take down Houston. The Raiders, I don't even want to begin to tell you, that number two was bordering in the upper $2 range there in Indianapolis. Smoked Indianapolis. You've also got Tennessee, the Browns, who 7 points is what that was hovering around. They go into Baltimore on the road, destroy them. The Titans, who once again, Jekyll and Hyde, here we go again. They looked like world beaters again yesterday. Marcus Mariota putting up 24 points in the first half of a game. They looked unstoppable yesterday. Yeah. The Tampa Bay Bucks at plus 360 on the money line. It was hysterical watching that game. And there were honestly people during the week trying to convince us, Dane, about how great that Tampa Bay Bucks defense was.
Defense.
And how you got to go under, man. There's just, you got to go under. Yeah, both of those teams almost covered the total themselves, by the way, in that game. The Jags did what we thought they would do, which is go into Denver and break the hearts of the Denver Broncos. Welcome to fantasy football, Leonard Fournette. It's a pleasure to finally see you again. And then, of course, our underdog Saints last night took care of business in the most horrific of ways. But you got to be able to win ugly in the NFL if you're going to have a shot at anything. And yesterday, last night, that game, defenses, man, impressive. Not only from the New Orleans Saints standpoint, but certainly from the Dallas Cowboys standpoint. Yep. We knew it was going to be a situation where the Cowboys, it's nice that you took on the Giants, Redskins, and Dolphins, but combined, you could pluck the best players on defense on all of those teams and not get a defense in the Superdome like you were going to face last night, and it showed. They couldn't run the ball. They, outside of that opening drive to start the third, that they marched down in 7 minutes and scored, outside of that, it was ugly. I mean, the New Orleans Saints defense is kicking it up. Teddy Bridgewater is not Drew Brees, doesn't pretend to be, but he's also not giving the game away. But the Dallas Cowboys could not go in and muster up enough offense to be able to win that game last night. And 12-10, they didn't score a touchdown, and the New Orleans Saints won that game. Once again, they're not asking Teddy Bridgewater to be Drew Brees. They're just asking him not to lose games. Last week, it was special teams and defense. This week, special teams and defense continue to dominate. And I think they're okay with that because Drew Brees is just a couple of weeks away from coming back anyway. Isn't that what a backup quarterback's supposed to do, right? Hold the ship steady while the starting quarterback comes back, because that's nobody's doing it better than what they're doing right now, the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, Joe, just on your previous point, you can add going back to Thursday night when the Green Bay Packers at as a favorite could not beat the Philadelphia Eagles, who won outright. Maybe that was a cue for what week four was going to look like, right? But so we'll see what happens tonight, because I need Pittsburgh, by the way. So we'll see what that means for tonight. I need Pittsburgh on a number of levels, Joe, but I digress. Listen, when you're talking about Teddy Bridgewater, four field goals happens to be enough, because like you said, with the special teams and defense, and you know, if their defense is still going to get turnovers and scores and things of that nature, they'll be fine. I mean, I thought it was very interesting. Jason Witten fumbling, that is something that, you know, happens, they said on the telecast, once every 2 years, you know, and he fumbled there deep into territory. Zeke Elliott fumbled also, you know, while converting a fourth down and others. So, I mean, they are getting that turnover. What's up, Venmo B? Not a fumble, right?
It wasn't a fumble. Horrible call. But we're on to Green Bay.
Yeah. Interesting call.
Oh, you're on to Green Bay. Okay.
He's talking about that Zeke on the fourth and one where he like extended it, thought the play was over. Right. I will say this: whether I thought that was a fumble or not,
and slowed it down where his knee wasn't down, but the ball was out. That one, yes. Yeah.
What I will say though, Joe, not about this one call, but about all over the place. What they are now doing is just letting the play run. They're just letting the play run, and because they know then that if it's a score, they get to review it anyway, right? And I think on one level, that's the right way to do it. But on the other level, when you have the idea of just stands as what they then call it all the time, and then they go with the call on the field, it's kind of them backing themselves into a corner, right? Like, they want to let it go so they can review it, so they have to call it on the field as, like, the touchdown, so it's automatically reviewed. But then they stay with the call on the field, you know, because of the stand. So I've seen that in a few spots across the NFL as well. And I do think that's something interesting to watch for. But getting back to the Saints, everyone thought when Drew Brees went down, first of all, everyone thought it was going to be six games, right? And what I heard everyone saying was, oh, if the Saints can go 3-3, if the Saints can go 3-3, then they'll be fine, right? Just like you say, Teddy Bridgewater, keep him above water, can keep the ship going for a couple of games. It was supposed to be 3-3. Well, guess what? They are now 2-0 in those games against the Seahawks and the Cowboys, two teams that have NFC playoff designs of their own. And so, yeah, you got to figure the Saints are in good shape right now, even though Drew Brees is on the sidelines.
And I will also say this. The Saints won the yardage battle. 266 to 257. They also won the third down percentage. They Teddy Bridgewater and company converted 43% to 36% for Dak Prescott and company. And they won the turnover battle 3-1.
Battle.
Oh, yeah. They outrushed them 117 to 45. So when you continue to outplay, and again, this is a great reminder that the NFL is about three phases, guys. It ain't about one. I know we spend all the time talking about offense and scoring and scoring, but you can minimize some of the losses offensively when you have the other two facets of your game. If you're beating the other team, if you're out rushing them, you're winning the turnover battle, and you are out you know, putting up more yards no matter how ugly, guess what? You're going to win football games. Does anybody think the New England Patriots won yesterday because of Tom Brady? No, New England won because they by far have the best defense, a block punt, special teams, defense that wins games. That's enough in this NFL to be able to win games. And I got to tell you, man, yesterday was one of every game, Dane, that we watched, every game, the sloppiest. It's as if the defenses, all they do these days is go to punch balls out. I'm watching quarterbacks get strip sacked. Kyle Allen, great job, by the way, Carolina, for picking up after his ridiculous fumbled three times. The dude fumbled three times because he doesn't understand how to hold on to the ball. Kirk Cousins fumbled three times in that game against Chicago. Every time I'm turning around, Kansas City takes a 99-yard fumble all the way to the house. It was like fumble.
That's another one that they let it go, right? They let the play go so they could replay it, and then the call on the field stands.
I'm all right with that. The inadvertent whistles are the death of the NFL.
I'm okay with it. I'm just saying it's a thing that's happening. That's the way they're calling it now.
Yeah, and
that's the way they're doing it.
No, they're calling it that way because people aren't holding on to the damn ball. Like, if you hold on to the ball, we wouldn't have this problem. But quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, it's the sloppiest crap I've seen in week four, man. Hold on to the damn ball. Fumble drill all week.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Fantasy freestyle. The Seahawks traded Nick Vinette to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 2020 fifth round pick. What this means to me is that the Seahawks believe Will Disley is for real because they traded the other tight end there on the roster, right? Maybe Wilson's coming back, but that means they believe in Will Disley. What it also believes is that Vance will make him dance. He's in a sling. He may be more injured. They may be looking for the other option there at tight end, but note that trade.
Monday and Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Zumo TV, channel 719.
So it might be time to put your money where your mouth is. Go ahead, take a shot. Open yourself up a sports wagering account with FanDuel. It's New Jersey's largest sports book. Head over to FanDuel.com/grid. You'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's right, a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Now, point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, whether it be college or pro sports, guys, you are in control. Head over to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And welcome in here to Make It Rain on the Grid, SportsGrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. As we take a look around the NFL yesterday and what was a crazy, crazy day of underdogs dominating once again in week four. A lot of outright upsets, a lot of favorites not covering in situations there. Fumbles, turnovers, sacks, the storyline around the NFL in a lot of these games. And maybe none more evident than what we witnessed in the Atlanta Falcons game, who after 4 weeks, guys, can we honestly, at what point do we not start talking about this coaching staff in Atlanta possibly being on the hot seat? Because the Falcons offensive line cannot protect Matt Ryan. He was sacked 5 times by that Tennessee front seven, who, by the way, is really, really good. That defense is, we always knew they were good, but man, oh man, did they come after him yesterday. They also came through. I think they stopped the Falcons on 2 4th-and-1s. Yeah, guys, they were just dominant, the Tennessee Titans, in every facet. But you can't have Matt Ryan, Devontae Freeman, Julio Jones, Calvin. Like, you can't have those kind of Hooper. I mean, you can't have those kinds of weapons and be this dysfunctional and keep your job, Dane. Like, I don't know. I don't want to say it's over, but I think it's as close as there is after 4 weeks of the season. The fact that we're putting the Atlanta Falcons in the same breath as, I don't know, the Washington Redskins is ridiculous. Something has got to change there. And if you have any of those Atlanta Falcons skill players from a fantasy standpoint, how's that working out for guys, Dane?
It's not working out that good, I'll tell you that. I mean, listen, I will say this, though. I mean, if you look at a box score, Joe, I mean, Matt Ryan threw for 397 yesterday. You know what I mean? So on some level, on the fantasy side, Austin Hooper goes 9 for 130. So, I mean, there's some nuggets to be had. But Devontae Freeman back into who knows what with only 28 yards on the ground. And here's what I think it is. And here's what I'll say, first of all. The Atlanta Falcons are the team that I think so far I have gotten the most wrong so far this season. I was one of those teams who was like a lot of other people, Joe, being like, oh, they got 13 games indoors. We're going to be good to go. They finally got, you know, addition by subtraction without Steve Sarkisian there as the coordinator. You know, I was on that train. What I will also say, though, is for years, Joe, even before we started doing shows together, I have told people, especially in the fantasy community, Joe, that people don't look at offensive lines as much as they need to. And people don't realize that with a bad offensive line, it will completely undercut a contending team's chances. Last year, I said that about the Houston Texans, the Minnesota Vikings. Their offensive line was a problem. We still say this about Deshaun Watson getting hit all the time, that sort of thing. Joe, the Atlanta Falcons gave up 5 sacks to Matt. He was sacked 5 times yesterday, and this is now common. The Atlanta Falcons knew this was an issue. Joe, they spent not one but 2 first-round picks on their offensive line. Now, those guys have been banged up. But to your point, Joe, they can't protect Matt Ryan, and this is then what we see in the running game. Devontae Freeman has vanished, you know what I'm saying? Less than, 2.5 yards a carry. I think this is a testament, Joe, to how important an offensive line is to what you want to do on offense. They can't get it going. They're getting sacked, and they have no run game. I hear you on the coaching. I really believe this offensive line needs to get better, and it's not like you find a random 6'7", 335-pound man on the street bagging groceries somewhere.
I will say this, too, and it's, again, a very important theme when it comes to teams winning football games in the NFL. It is very important to have not just be great at one facet of the game. You have special teams, defense, and offense. Offense is only one part of it, guys. And you know what about the offense? You can actually mask some of the deficiencies that you have on offense if you play the other two facets good.
Yeah.
For instance, yesterday, you had the Titans, okay? Get a load of this. 5 punts yesterday from their special teams. They pinned the Falcons at their own 2, their own 10, their own 5, their own 10, their own 17. That's 5 punts from your special teams that put them inside their own red zone. I mean, that is how you can win football games if you are not going to score 50-some-odd points a game. The problem with a lot of these teams is that you're so good in one aspect of it that you're crap in the other. So all of a sudden you can't figure out why you're losing games. Well, I can tell you why you're losing games. I can tell you why Atlanta's losing games. They can't protect their quarterback. And yes, he almost threw for 400 yards because they didn't have a choice. They were down 24-7 in the first.
And they're
it's
down.
Like you got it. Unbelievable. And then, I don't want to compare him to the Redskins, but at this particular point, I think both coaching staff are on the serious hot seat. The Giants yesterday and Daniel Jones, that was the best the Giants defenses looked like in got to be 7 or 8 years. I mean, they were getting sacks and turnovers, pick sixes. And then you've got Jay Gruden, who I think Jay Gruden's, and this, I'm sure he's going to be fired this week. And I think as a parting shot, because he knew he was going to get fired, I think he wanted to let everybody know, okay, you guys think the answer is Dwayne Haskins?
Here, I'll show you Haskins.
Yeah, he's all yours, guys. He is all yours. Because what he did to that kid yesterday was set him up to fail. If you were going to play Haskins yesterday, if that was a plan, you should have started him right from the start and let him go. But what you did is you pulled out Case Keenum. And once you knew this game wasn't going to go very well, you threw him in. You basically threw that kid under the bus. I mean, that's what you did. And I think we now know why he was saying Case Keenum's the guy, Colt McCoy's the guy. 9 of 17, 107 yards, 3 interceptions. Guys, Dwayne Haskins looked like a deer caught in the headlights. He does not look ready to play at this level yet. Not saying he's a bust, but guys, it's quite obvious against a Giant. What would he have done against the Chicago defense?
I'm saying. Here's a better question for you, Joe, because next week they have the New England Patriots coming to town,
yeah,
Joe.
Thank you.
A, who's going to be the head coach? B, who's going to be the starting quarterback? And C, Joe, and, you know, we were on air together yesterday morning. We were having a little bit of fun because I thought maybe the Dolphins could cover that spread. That did not happen. But, Joe, the Dolphins have a Week 5 bye, and then they host this Washington football team Week 6. I'm saying it right now, Joe. I'm saying it right now. Josh Rosen will get his first win with the Miami Dolphins against this dumpster fire of a squad in Week 6 down in Miami. Book it. I'm telling everybody. They might be favored, Joe. The Dolphins might be favored at home against this Washington football team. Joe, what do you think?
Listen, this team is so bad on so many
and
levels.
And it's only going to look worse after playing the Patriots next week.
Yes, you're right. Now, granted, listen, Washington is really, really banged up. They're banged up on the offensive line. They don't have any of their weapon. Like, they got no wide – even their leading wide receiver was hurt yesterday. Like, they don't have a lot to go on. I get it. You know what I mean? But, man, there is – that was a loud and clear message, as far as I'm concerned, from Jay Gruden, saying, you want Haskins, huh? Okay, guys, here's Dwayne Haskins, the number 10 overall pick. And I think
glory.
He also did it against Daniel Jones, because Jones was 6 and Haskins was 10, and everyone was – yeah, I think his message was – and if it wasn't – if
they go down too? They lost
if you're Daniel Schneider, you – he is telling everybody. Gruden has been telling everyone in that front office, guys, he can't play. Like, he is not ready to play here. And if that front office thinks just because they picked him, we got to throw him out there, you run the risk of this kid getting killed and never being able to play in the end. Against a New Orleans defense? I mean, a New England defense? Did you guys see that New England defense yesterday? Did you see how ridiculously good they are? You're going to get the kid killed. You're going to get him absolutely killed. But I think the coaching change, I think there's two teams right now on the hot seat of all hot seats. Gruden, if he's not gone today, I'd be shocked if he's not gone by their first bye. And Atlanta, I don't know how you can keep Atlanta that, you know, at some point Arthur Blank is going to be like, I just gave Julio Jones how much money? Like, how much money do they have tied up and you can't get the job done? And you're supposed to be a defensive guru. Mariota lit your ass up for 24 points. Like, Mariota was Joe Montana yesterday. There are a couple of teams, I think, that are in serious trouble. One of them is not Matt Patricia and the Detroit Lions. So you want to talk about wrong on a team. Those of us that that doubted Matt Patricia and the direction of the Detroit Lions, mistaken, guys. And we talked about it last week, Dane. I finally got it last week, what Matt Patricia's doing and the style of football he wants to play. And you know what? They punched Kansas City right in the face yesterday. And, you know, and Matt Stafford's not 100%, okay? And they still went out there and smashed Kansas City. Kansas City did not deserve to win that game at any stretch. Unfortunately, when it came down to it, they couldn't stop them. But I want to get your thoughts on the Lions moving forward, because does it change your view after what you've seen for that division? We'll talk about the Lions and Kansas City.
Might there I think be that a entire in the division armor? Is very interesting.
To me, it's one of the most fascinating of them all. We'll talk about that coming up here.
We have futures odds for the NFC North. I think that'll be real interesting right now.
Me too. I can't wait.
Especially with an injury in Chicago.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Points, bets, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost
almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Yeah, so we're taking a look at this this NFC North, which is all of a sudden become extremely interesting here now, because it's not without its faults, and we saw Green Bay lose on Thursday. Coming back to reality a little bit. We watched Chicago lose their starting quarterback right off the bat, have to go to a backup at home. They were also missing two of their starting defensive linemen. None of that mattered. The other team in their division that everyone was hyped up on, the Minnesota Vikings, yeah, boy, they came crashing down to earth. And I don't know how the Minnesota Vikings are ever going to be taken seriously if they can't yesterday go up against a backup quarterback in for Chicago, missing defensive linemen, starting defensive linemen, Akeem Hicks, Roquan Smith, not in that game yesterday, guys. And yet you've paid $100 million for a quarterback, can't extend plays, fumbles the ball all over the place, can't sustain any drives. Minnesota, I think, is a very flawed team, especially against better defensive teams. The Chicago Bears, congratulations to Matt Nagy and company. I don't care who you are. You're not prepping during the week to lose your starting quarterback. So the fact that you lost him after five plays, all right, and you had a game plan for Chase Daniels to put him in a position to succeed, which is exactly what he did, kudos to Chicago. And then Detroit yesterday punching Kansas City. Dane, how many times did we hear? You know, he hasn't played indoors yet. That
inside, he's going to throw for 8 million yards.
9 million. Oh, really? Yeah, because Matt Patricia deserves an apology from all of the naysayers about the Detroit Lions. Listen, they're not a perfect team by any stretch of the imagination, but that damn team plays hard, man. I get what he's trying to do. We saw it last week. We watched it again yesterday. And you've got a quarterback and only about 60% hobbled.
Guys,
the Detroit Lions are a real team in that division.
So let me tell you something, and I think we should look at the odds for the NFC North, Joe. Here's the thing, and remember, the NFC North going into this week, Joe, all those teams were undefeated unless they were playing each other. Right? They had two losses to the Packers, right? But the Lions were undefeated coming in, and every other team was – the Packers were undefeated. The Vikings had one loss to the Packers. The Bears had one loss to the Packers. And honestly, Joe, what I look at this division, I think two teams have it and two teams don't. And what I'm talking about, Joe, is an identity. Okay, I don't know the Minnesota Vikings identity. All right, Kirk Cousins, you think about, oh, Cousins and Thielen and Diggs and Cook and these playmakers. Yet, you know, Cousins has completed 8 passes, 10 passes in games. I don't know about them. And it seems like Minnesota can't win unless they're home and against an unfamiliar opponent, right? Chicago, same kind of thing. We know they have their defense, but what are they really on offense with Nagy and the system and who is Trubisky and all that stuff? And now maybe Daniel. So we'll see about them. Right. I know what the Green Bay Packers are. We've talked about, I believe they have a better defense. They got to stop the run a little bit better. And we know what Aaron Rodgers is. And Detroit, Joe, I think we know exactly what they are trying to do, what Matt Patricia wants them to be. We got they traded for Snacks Harrison to plug up that middle, for God's sakes. Right. That's what they wanted to punch you in the mouth. And here's the other thing, Joe. When they cut C.J. Anderson, it freed up Kerryon Johnson, okay? Kerryon Johnson, 2 weeks ago, 20 carries, and it was only like 30-some-odd yards. I was like, oh, I don't like the production, but they're telling you they want to feed Kerryon Johnson. And then this week, yesterday, Joe, 26 carries for Kerryon Johnson, 125 yards. Over the last 2 weeks, the only running back in football, Joe, who has touched the ball more than Kerryon Johnson is Christian McCaffrey. That's it, okay? Even Leonard Fournette in his 200-some-odd yards yesterday. No one has touched it more than Kerryon Johnson except Christian McCaffrey. That's how they want to win. I think they're building an identity. And if they can hang a hat on the fact that they had the Chiefs on the ropes, then that's starting to build for the team. Like, oh, what we are doing here is starting to work. You know how you've been talking about with these new head coaches? They need proof points that the culture they're trying to build, that what they're trying to do has something to it. Well, I think now the Lions can look to Patricia and be like, oh, I see what we're doing. Whether it'll work or not is still to be determined, but they can get behind and know what the mindset is, what the approach is. And Joe, this is like without Darius Slay. This is with TJ Hawkinson getting banged up, Danny Amendola going into the closet and, you know, disappearing. So, you know, the Lions could be one of those teams that if they continue to bring their pail and use their identity, they could get some wins here.
Yeah, you also had Matt Stafford outdueled Patrick Mahomes. It wasn't even close, guys. Stafford outplayed him. The defense did a great, they outran them. And we're talking Kansas City, a Super Bowl favorite, and Detroit went toe-to-toe with them. And, yeah, I think the future is going to be really bright in Detroit if they can stay healthy. That defense is – nobody's going to walk into Detroit anymore and think you're going to just, you know, hey, it's an easy W, circle it on the calendar, guys. You are far from that. And I can tell you another team.
They got a bye next week, Joe. They got a bye next week. Maybe Matty Staff gets healthy. And then they are in Green Bay for Monday Night Football the following week. And if you look at the NFC North odds, that's a huge game, Joe, especially if Trubisky misses any time in Chicago.
Yeah. And again, kudos to the coaching staff for being able to game plan without their starting quarterback and putting him in a position to be able to be successful. Chase Daniels is not a rookie. He's been around. He is the quintessential backup quarterback. He's going to get you a couple of wins. I don't know what Trubisky is going to be out. I don't know how long it's going to be. It didn't look good, I can tell you that. I mean, that's got, like, separated shoulder written all over it. But, again, very serviceable situation with that defense. I mean, my Lord, it's ridiculous. And they'll be healthier next week. So Chicago's sitting pretty, but they've got a lot of competition in that division. So that's going to be fun to see how it all plays out. It is not going to be fun in the AFC North. Tonight, we've got Monday Night Football. We've got two bottom feeders there in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh going at it at 0-3. While we had the other two teams that are battling for, you know, number one and number two, they went at it yesterday. And there was a clear winner in this game, guys. And there is also a clear problem with the defense for the Baltimore Ravens. It's not their offense. It's their defense who got gashed for 500 yards last week against the Kansas City Chiefs, only to get gashed for 530 yards this week by a Nick Chubb-led Cleveland offensive attack that put up over 30 points in the second half on this defense. And I figured out what's going on with Baltimore. They have no pass rush, okay? And they are not built to come from behind. They are a team that is built to play with a lead, and then they will suffocate you, and then it becomes a totally different ball game. They cannot, under any circumstances, come from behind, and they cannot contend in this division if they can't figure out a way to pass rush, because not only did Nick Chubb gash him on the ground, the first reads were open all day long yesterday because they couldn't figure out how to stop Chubb. all of a sudden that opened up the passing game, and Baker Mayfield lit him up for 342 yards. I think he threw four yesterday. Yeah, that's how that Chicago offense should look. Whether they can continue that or not, Dane, I don't know. But that's the problem with Baltimore. They can't play defense. Yeah,
that's absolutely true. And listen, I have a lot of shares of the Baltimore defense as my fantasy starting defense. You know, and we talked about it yesterday morning, Joe, on air. I said we take the I took the over in this game, 40-25, definitely came over. We also said that both teams were banged up in the secondary, Joe. You know, on Cleveland, we talked about Greedy Williams and Denzel Ward. We talked about guys be for the Baltimore secondary as well. Maybe that has something to do with why Baker's first read was open. But I gotta tell you something, Joe. You know, I mean, we joke, and we got the staff fantasy league, right? I think you can go ahead and drop Kareem Hunt, brother man, because Nick Chubb is going to be the man regardless of whoever comes into that locker room. 20 carries, 165 yards, and three touchdowns. I don't care who's coming through that door. Jim Brown could come through that door. I'm still feeding Nick Chubb in Cleveland, you know, as long as what it takes for Baker to get, you know, kind of avoid the pressure and that sort of thing. And they did better. Like you mentioned, Joe, Baltimore didn't really have a pass rush. They only got to Baker once. And if Baker can settle in the pocket instead of exiting out right, trying to make rollout plays, and they could feed Nick Chubb, who's getting like 5-6 yards a carry, they're going to be all right. I mean, but in this division, Joe, like after a quarter of the season, who is good, Joe? You know what I mean? Mm. Like I can ask so many teams like, this team and like, are they good? And you'd be like, nah, I don't know, you know, and both of these teams may fit that description.
Well, they're better than the two teams playing tonight. That's for sure. So there's obviously two teams that are going to battle out for the division. And it is what you witnessed yesterday, but they're not without faults, you know, so Cleveland's got its issues certainly. And so does Baltimore now that we've seen 2 weeks in a row, but Harbaugh and company, they'll have to figure it out. They got to come up with something defensively. Not having Mosley in the middle anymore is a game changer for those guys in Baltimore. So it'll be it's good. It'll be those two teams
that
unless
pass
something
Darius Smith, Terrell Suggs.
Yeah, that's
they're now
not anymore.
Now, you know, in Bay and Arizona and stuff. Yeah,
that's a problem, guys. That's going to be a big problem. Not as big a problem as the New England Patriots have on the offensive line. Three starters out yesterday, and it showed because that defense of Buffalo, which is a real defense, Tom Brady just looked absolutely horrific. They were trying to get the ball out of his hands as fast as they could because they knew there ain't nothing on that offensive line. He lost his center early on in the year, right? Right before the first game. Now his guard and his tackle also dropped out during the week. So they got three backups playing on an offensive line. At some point, that's going to have its effect. And it had its effect yesterday. But again, when you have one of the best defenses Belichick's ever had, when you have statistically, it's not even close, guys. When you also have a special teams that is at the top of the leaderboard, you can mask some of those offensive deficiencies like they did yesterday. For Buffalo, listen, you were in that game. You had a chance to win that game, right? Make no mistake about it. This is not the same old Buffalo Bills. So the problem is, you know, your quarterback, before he got crushed and got taken out, was throwing up balls like they were punts. And you just can't do that against really good defensive teams. They could have won that game. They were in it to win that game yesterday, but they ultimately, I think, shot themselves in the foot a couple of times and not taking the 3 points when Matt Barkley was in from the 5-yard line, not putting the points on the board and opting to go for it on fourth and two there. You know, you're at home, put the points on the board, because if you've got to play for a field goal with that last possession, who knows? You know, the whole strategy might be different as opposed to having to go down and score a touchdown. So I love what I'm seeing from the Bills, but that damn defense of New England is downright scary, Dane.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, Joe, you're talking about all three phases of the game, right? Their working margin was a block punt for a touchdown. That's, you know, that was the margin of victory in this one, Joe. You know, and if I take the name off of it and I tell you this starting quarterback had less than 50% completion percentage, going 18 for 39 with 150 yards, one, no touchdowns, and a pick, you don't think that's Tom Brady? You don't think that Patriots offense is humming? So, like, who's the team with the least flaws in the NFL right now, Joe?
There is, like, no team without flaws. Every team has flaws. The question is, who can win games by mitigating those flaws? Certainly New England and the Saints can do it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
So we got some early lines for this week. Have already been released for the Week 5 matchup. Still have a Monday night matchup, by the way, between Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. But some interesting lines coming up for these Week 5 matchups, including we got a London game finally. Chicago's traveling to London to take on the Oakland Raiders. They're opening up right around the 5.5 mark there. You've got the Rams, who just got boat raced by the Tampa Bay Bucks. They'll be at home. They got to welcome Seattle in this week. That's hovering around a pick 'em right now. Baltimore taking on Pittsburgh, and Baltimore will be in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh home tonight against Cincinnati. Depending on what happens there, we might see a bit of some movement there, but still right around a field goal for Baltimore as a favorite. Carolina and Jacksonville getting ready to go at it. How about these two teams doing it with backup quarterbacks? Carolina goes into Houston yesterday, and thank goodness for Christian McCaffrey and the defense of the Carolina Panthers, because I don't know. Did Bernard Hopkins play yesterday? Did Hopkins play at all yesterday? I always want to go Bernard. I don't know. He's actually
the little middleweight champ of the world. You gotta love B-Hop.
DeAndre,
but D-Hop,
yeah,
did play, you know, not a huge effort out of him.
They lost Stills. I know that. Yeah, well, it's not that a huge effort out of him. The problem, the matter is that Deshaun Watson once again, you know, held on to the ball either too long, couldn't get anything going. They had a very good day running the ball. They were averaging, you know, 5 yards a carry, but that didn't do you any good because come the second half of that game, you could not, you just couldn't get anything going. They couldn't sustain any drives, couldn't hit the big play. Stills goes out with a hamstring injury early on. An ugly game by both teams. But again, you got to be able to win ugly in the NFL. And for the Carolina Panthers, all of a sudden now they're 2-2. Like, you know, people had stuck a fork in him the minute Cam went out and Kyle Allen, as bad as he played, well, now he's 2-0 as a starter there. They're 2-2. Minshew throws some Minshew magic yesterday in Denver. Jacksonville now? What? You know, who are the top 10 teams in the NFL right now?
Yeah, I know. You can't figure it out. These backups, the youth movement. D-Hop only 5-41. But he did throw an interception to hurt my fantasy.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to get uglier, I think, too, as the weeks progress here.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.